Proclamation number 0617 of 13th of October, 1938. Heavenly bliss. Transience of earthly goods. Go with God to the daily work and try to make the closest contact with everything spiritual, by always only adapting every way of acting to the divine commandments. In this way, the Lord's teaching will be put into practice, and every day can only bring blessings for the soul. Bear all adversity in patience, and give love everywhere, because only through love, man redeems himself. Now follow my words. What does the world know of heavenly bliss? It would strive with all its senses for the joys of heaven, were these only obviously apparent to it. But so their senses are directed only to that what seems to them tangible and possible to gain. Therefore the effort of the spiritual world goes first to make clear to the people the transitoriness of the earthly goods. They should recognize from it that they chase after dead things with such a life as they lead it. They should realize that every substance decays, that it can dissolve like air under their hands, if it pleases the Lord of creation. They should learn to despise and reject everything that is visible to them, to fight against it and to strive for what they cannot see, but can grasp into their hearts and keep forever. The divine Creator knows every current of the heart. Everything is apparent to him, the longing and the desire, whether worldly or spiritual, and therefore considers the people according to this longing. He has prepared the most glorious things for his creatures, but those who enjoy such bliss must also be godlike. And again they must be offered to overcome all temptations of life, in order to test themselves and to be able to form themselves into beings similar to God. To detach themselves from the pseudo-goods and to make themselves worthy of the kingdom of God, which has infinitely more glory to offer than the earthly valley. And even if you humans grumble and complain about it, you cannot be spared the suffering. You must willingly separate yourselves from all earthly things, only then can you enter eternal glory. Only suffering can bring about this willing separation, only through suffering can you be shown the way upward, and only through suffering will you share in the glory of God. Amen.